With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. A 76-person incident management team is now in charge of the Gibraltar Ridge Fire east of Eureka. That lightning-sparked fire blew up Monday night, forcing residents of about 30 homes to flee in the pre-dawn hours. A flyover with infrared mapping equipment now puts that fire at 1,133 acres in size. Firefighting aircraft have been attacking the fire today. At this hour, a public meeting on the Gibraltar Ridge Fire is being held at Eureka High School. The same lightning storm that started Gibraltar Ridge sparked at least 7 small fires inside Glacier National Park. Park spokeswoman Lauren Alley says that as of this morning, all of them were a quarter acre or less in size.
2 are controlled, 1 is contained, and we're working on the rest of them.
There are new evacuations for the Sunrise Fire, which is burning about 14,500 acres between Superior and Alberton. The Mineral County Sheriff this morning ordered 10 residences in Cougar Creek to evacuate. Already under evacuation are Quartz Creek and sections of Verde Creek. Public Information Officer Denny McCarthy says winds continue to push the Sunrise Fire west, which will likely result in more evacuations.
The expectation is that this fire may burn to Idaho. So I think you can see the same thing happen to Trout Creek in the coming days, if not the next week or two, that you saw happen to Cougar Creek today.
There's a public meeting about the Sunrise Fire tonight at 7 o'clock at the Lozao Lodge Pavilion. Tomorrow night, there will be public meetings in Lolo and Sealy Lake to give information on the Lolo Peak and Rice Ridge fires. The Missoula City County Health Department is now recommending that people in Sealy Lake who are able to do so leave the area until the current wildfire smoke event passes. Sarah Cofield is an air quality specialist with the health department.
It's like Beijing on a bad day. The smoke we are seeing in Sealy Lake is incredibly bad.
Recent air monitoring readings show record levels of harmful wildfire smoke in Sealy Lake, the department says, adding that even indoor air is not safe. The health department says every resident is at risk of serious health effects, and particularly those who are vulnerable to particulate pollution. Health effects can include reduced lung function, heart attack, and stroke. The recommendations are for everyone, but they're especially important for groups with higher health risk from breathing smoke. That's infants, children, pregnant women, people with asthma, lung or heart disease, and anyone age 65 or older. The Red Cross has set up a shelter in the Potomac Greeno Community Center. Anyone interested in staying at the shelter is asked to call the Red Cross of Montana at 800-272-6668. The shelter is on standby, so people must call before they arrive. That number, once again, is 800-272-6668. If people can't leave the area, the health department recommends making the air in a home cleaner by using a HEPA air filter. The health department recommends that people spend as little time in Sealy Lake as possible. Those who must be there in the day should leave at night. The worst smoke is gathering overnight and is entering buildings. The health department says summer practices for school athletic events should be canceled or moved to a different community with clean air. If practices are moved to an area with clean air, the health department recommends that they should be low intensity. Anyone who's spending the night in Sealy Lake is breathing dangerous levels of harmful smoke pollution and should not exert themselves until smoke has stopped entering the town and their bodies have had time to recover. For people who can't leave Sealy Lake, the health department recommends improving indoor air quality by running an air conditioner on recirculate. It says the only time to switch off recirculate is when the air clears, which often happens for a few hours in the afternoon. The health department says not to rely on particle or surgical masks. They provide no protection against the very small particles breathed in from wildfire smoke. The National Weather Service forecast is calling for areas of smoke in Sealy Lake until at least Saturday night. The operator of the Colstrip Power Plant, which is one of the largest coal-fired power plants in the western U.S., says it plans to keep running the 2,100-megawatt plant, even after saying last year a new operator would be needed by 2018. Spokesman Todd Martin said today that the co-owners of Colstrip Generating Station have decided Talon Energy will keep running the southeastern Montana plant for the foreseeable future. Thunderstorms expected for the next 2 days have put fire management teams across western Montana on high alert as they prepare for strong winds. For the Park Creek and Arastra Creek fires burning outside Lincoln, that means crews are closely monitoring the fires for significant heat and spotting throughout the day and night. Matt Conklin is an incident commander on the Park Creek fire.
And it's 40% contained. We got about 60% of the actual line put in. The fire just hasn't quite burnt to it yet, but that's our intended control line. And we feel that we're going to have a good probability of success in holding it in those control lines.
Several isolated pockets of fuel continue to burn inside the control lines on the Park Creek Fire, producing smoke that can be seen in Lincoln and surrounding communities. No evacuations are currently in place for that fire. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.